Jay, what are your thoughts?
Oh, Lord, how does one sum up the effect of the Big Fatty show? Oh, Big Fatty Online. Okay, so I believe, if I remember correctly, the first time I was led to that show was through, I believe it started with Wanda Wisdom, which then went to Eat This Hot Show, which led me to Vera, which I think is what led me to Big Fatty. I think there was a crossover where Big Fatty might have been on Vera's show. And I was like, oh, I'm going to check this out. And then, you know, in the beginning, I was like, this is some strange shit. Like, I don't even remember what year I started, but it's been a while. I mean, it was definitely before 1000, but I don't know that it was much before that. But then I think the first time I met him was at the G'day's, and then it all kind of seemed to click. And I felt like once I made that personal connection, the show meant so much more to me. And then I was a faithful listener from then on. When I first had Ron listen to it with me in the car, he was also like, I don't understand this. Like, I mean, the whole good gosh and get, and I was like, I don't know what he's talking about at the end of the show and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, somehow you just kind of stick with it. And that's what happens. And I've been listening ever since. And I'm going to be a very sad individual when the last show is played. Now, fortunately, I've gone back and started listening from the beginning, but they're not repeats to me because I never heard them. So I'm only on about, I want to say episode 18 or 19. So I'm not listening to them every day or anything by any means, but I will escape into those once he does his last show at the end of this month.
And Jay, how is the tone different from going back to the really early ones?
Well,
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I've gone back and started listening from the beginning. This is some strange shit.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3031 of the BFO for Thursday the 12th of September 2019. Big Fatty, you forgot what month it was. I did. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, it's palindrome week. Big Fatty, what the hell is that? Hello, reversers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it's palindrome week. Y'all, it started on Tuesday, and it goes through next Thursday. Big Fatty, that's more than a week. It's true. And y'all, it is when you write the... Well, in the U.S. of A. Now, I know Scotty will take exception to this, but y'all, like, when you write a palindrome is the same spelled or written forwards and backwards, like the word radar, R A D A R, and then if you spell it backwards, it's R A D A R. Well, y'all, for the week of September the 10th through September the 19th. It is not like September the 10th was 91019, and today is 91219. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I read something that says that this will not happen again for another 92 years. Big Fatty, thank goodness the little show will finally be over by then. Must have really pissed off Alex Lefebvre. Why do you say that? Well, you know, you talked about him not being there for the Butterfest, and he, you know, usually when you talk about him, he is just there to say, "Oh, thank you for remembering me or whatever." And this time, he's just like, "Fuck him, Big Fatty." I don't think Alex Lefebvre would ever say, "Fuck him, Big Fatty." He just did. Well, anyway, y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, I'm trying to think, what did I do, y'all?
I had a little supper. I had some vegetables and a little piece of lasagna. Y'all, it was okay. I was afraid it was going to give me terrible indigestion because y'all, I don't usually eat the Italian Mussolini meals in the evening because y'all they're like salmon. They keep swimming back upstream on me. Bee? Fatty. But so Big Fatty is kind of like a palindrome. It just goes down and comes back the same way. Well, except it's, I guess it's a little more digested. Oh, okay. Y'all, then after that, I decided about 7 p.m. in the evening that I looked at my weather bug. Big Fatty, do you need some insecticide for your weather bug? No, the little app on my phone. Oh, by the way, Big Fatty, which phone are you going to? I hadn't decided yet, but Moose P says he's going to get the Pro because he likes the OTEV glass that's on it. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the Big Brother glass. It's true. And, of course, Arch is going to get the most expensive one he can buy. It doesn't matter whether he needs it or not. He just, here's one that's perfectly fine, but no, I need to spend another $1,000. So, I don't know. Yo, by the way, I checked to see capacity the iNATA 6 FAT was. Y'all, it's just 64 gigabytes, and I've only used 41 gigabytes of it. So, it helps me decide what size I'm going to get if I decide to get one. But anyway, moving forward. But anyway, y'all, I did a nice nipple walk. It was not too bad outside. Y'all, I can tell that the days are getting shorter. Yes, Big Fatty, can you imagine how dark it'll be on that cruise to Alaska? I mean, the old gal will be in the bed. Never mind. It was quite pleasant. There was a little bit of a breeze blowing, and it feels good to get out and do a little nipple size. And so I was glad I did that. The sun is, I left at 7 p.m. in the evening. I was home, I don't know, about 45 minutes later or whatever. And y'all, the street lights had already come on, and we were at dusk. It was dusk. And then I had those new bed pillows that I got at the Sam's Club from the Bellagio. And y'all, they're fat. They're big old puffy pillows. Big Fatty, the puffy pillows. It took a little bit of getting used to, but it'll take a few more days. But y'all, I think I'm going to like them. And if I don't, I'll put him over the guest bed. Yo, by the way, speaking of the guest bed, I got a testimonium from the Haunt Cub. You know, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show saying, oh, Big Freddy, I'm thinking about coming for a visit in November. And I said, yes, come on. And y'all, it'd be lovely. Lovely to have him down here. He didn't mention Ron. I guess Ron will come with him, but who knows? You know, yes, Big Freddy. Anyway, y'all, I watched a little bit on the TV machine. It was just kind of a bleh. It's kind of a bleh. And y'all, about 8:45 p.m. in the evening, I was ready to go to bed. Big Fatty, the poor old thing. But y'all, it was as dark as midnight by 8:45. That's another reason I'm saying that it's the days are getting shorter. But, Big Fatty. I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Fixed the deadbolt so that Whitman Tinker could not get into the villa last night. Y'all slept like a baby, and it was just a nice evening in the love chamber. y'all got up on, well, woke up about 7 a.m. in the morning. And I said, no. And y'all, then I finally got up about 9:30 a.m. in the morning. Had my coffee. I did not have anything to eat with my coffee, and watched a little bit on the TV machine. I record the moaning news with that Miss Gail King, so I watched that and got my share and everything. And y'all, then I was off. I was off to the famous toastery to meet Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, as we do on Wednesdays. Y'all, I had the Country Benedict Big Fatty. It was not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, it is. I've had this before. It's like an open face biscuit with some country ham on it, and then they cover it in sausage gravy and a scrambled egg on top. And comes with a side of grits. Y'all, it was just lovely. Y'all, I've got to tell you, I'm it's already starting to go through. Benny, we don't need a colon content report, even though we do have a bumper for it. But y'all, after that, I went to the Von Zees. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it. Big Fatty is an awful long, thank you. Y'all, as I do. And y'all, I didn't have any food in the house here. Y'all, they had the bagged Asian sesame solid on sale. I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had those chopped Caesar solid kits. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had red seedless grapes on sale. And y'all, they look delicious. And so I got me a bag of those. And y'all, you always want to taste one of those before you buy it. And y'all, it was like eating candies. Y'all, I got a package of sliced mushrooms. Y'all, they had the good sourdough English muffins on sale. Got me an onion. Y'all, I had a coupon for a dollar off an Edwards pies. Y'all, I was just having a hankering for some lemon meringue pie, so I got me a whole pie. Big Fatty, a single serving. I'll probably make two servings out of it. Maybe three. Y'all, they had the good shredded Swiss cheese. Buy one, get one free. And so, y'all, I got four bags of that, because, you know, I use that to make my little ham sandwiches for the holidays. And y'all, it'll keep just fine. Y'all, I did not see any cinnamon brooms today. Day, by the way. Y'all, they had sauerkraut on sale. So I got a bag of that. Y'all, I got a can of crushed tomatoes. I had a coupon for a free little cup of a special Yoplait Yogurt. It was for free, so I got that. Y'all, they had the spices, buy one, get one free. So I just got me a thing of poppy seeds, because I use those to make the little ham sandwiches also. Y'all, I thought about Mr. Cackle this morning. I didn't see the grasshopper cookies, but y'all, they had the fudge coconut, which was like the samosas or Samoans or whatever it is. Mexicans, Big Fatty, that. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, I got me a half dozen of eggs. Y'all, they had the Cascade dishwasher detergent packets on sale, so I got a bag of those. Y'all, and then I got 3 pounds of ground round, because y'all, I'm going to make some Italian Mussolini spaghetti. Big Fatty, you just said it gives you the palindrome stomach. Well, I just decided I wanted some. And y'all, they had the boneless poke country ribs, still not spelled C-U-N-T, on sale. Y'all, I spent $65.90, but I saved $41.66. Yes, Big Fatty, and we have pie.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big
Fatty. Hi, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Cue the weather update. It's time for your Hurricane Dorian report. From a fast point of view, it is Monday, Labor Day. Yes, it's about 1 in the afternoon. I have gone to the coal mine, done all of my coal mining duties. I've gone back to Target for the third time and spent yet another $40. It's blowing my budget, this time because I realized, one, I needed some, like, protein. I didn't have anything, really, because they were sold out. And two, because, I didn't have any non-perishables either. So I was like, you know, I'm going to need, like, some soup or something to eat from a can. So I was able to procure some soup and some. I got the tuna. I know how you love the tuna because I got a thing of unopened mayonnaise, which means it isn't refrigerated, which means like I can at least eat for a little while before I get sick and die. And so anyway, pure pandemonium has set in here in the North Charleston. There's an incident over there. Because the interstate has been closed because the governor said to close it down. And so, it's all been reversed going out of town, so you can't use the interstate. So the street that the Vader family compound is on is now the interstate for people who aren't evacuating. And by people who aren't evacuating, I mean North Charleston. So, yeah, it's just been, it's been lovely. It's been fun. I will be at home. I have enough food. I've calculated, assuming the power doesn't go out, to make it approximately 11 days. So, and then after that, I know I can just come over to the villa because you've got all of the food over there. So, there is a bread shortage. There is a coffee creamer shortage, which is really what I'm having an issue with. So I took the coffee creamer from the coal mine because I figured if the power goes out, you know, it would go bad. So I might as well just drink it up. But the Sara Lee was delivering the bread to the Target, so we should be off that. And they had more bottled water than they knew what to do with because, again, people aren't evacuating, and I think it's much more likely that the power will go out than, you know, the water. So, alright, gotta run. I was gonna go out for lunch, but I've spent about $300 in groceries in the last 2 days, so I think I should, just eat something at home. Yeah.
Yes. Y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call and the update on the Hurricane Darlene. And as you know, Vader did survive because he came by the villa and checked on the villa. Y'all, his power was out. Vader, it was out longer than it was here at the villa. It was only out about 9 hours here, I think. Vader's was out longer than that, but I don't know that for sure. But y'all, he may still be in the Vader family compound eating that 11 days worth of food because, you know, it'll go bad. It'll go bad. And, you know, a big fatty, unless he's having French toast. That's what all, it's the only thing people eat during a storm is eggs and bread and milk. So I assume they're making French toast. Well, I assume the same thing. But Vader, Odegasi, glad you made it without Incidai. One thing I wanted to tell you is, y'all, they've got a new app at the assisted living where my mother is, and y'all, when she attends one of the activities, I get a little notification. Y'all, one of the activities yesterday was sing for your supper. Big Fatty, she probably went hungry. Well, anyway, I don't know. And today there was some sort of choir practice, so maybe they all went hungry. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel and Haunt Cup. I know you're looking forward to coming down to visit Big Fatty. Anything you want to let me know about?
I've gone back and started listening from the beginning. This is some strange shit.
And the only thing worse than listening is living with the strange shit.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.